Today, the world looks pretty different. But already new problems are being met with new thinking. Researchers are using supercomputers to help discover treatments. Retailers are turning to the cloud to restock shelves more quickly. Teachers are using technology to rethink the classroom. It's not all we can do, but it's a start. IBM. Let's put smart to work. See how we're helping at ibm.com/COVID-19/UK.
Omniverse.
Welcome to the Orphans Exposé. We'd like to thank our patrons, Rebel Ray, Richard Kreutz Landry, and Max Dagan, in making this series possible. And now, Episode 5, Minister Orsham.
Just lay it on me.
Look, most of your stuff is gone. The explosion just wiped it all out.
What about Rachel?
Well, I don't know what to tell you. We didn't find a body up there, so... This Rachel... She must have gotten out before any of this.
Really?
Yes. But... We can't find her with any of the evacuees. Maybe she's just went out for food.
Okay. Can I go up there?
Sure.
Have you determined what the cause of the explosion was?
We're thinking a gas leak. But we don't know, honestly.
Right. There's scorch marks on the wall here.
Yes. I don't know if you've got the memo, but there has been an explosion.
That's what I'm saying. There was a blaster marks.
What? Fucking hell. Shit.
I need you to do me a favour.
What?
Clone to clone on this one. I was never here.
Look.
Please. This could be my decommissioning on the line.
All right, fine.
Thank you. You're a good man.
Good choice.
What do I need to do?
Meet me at the Cigar and Choice Food Market. It's not far from where you are now.
Okay.
What's up? Standing.
Please don't call me that.
What? It's just a joke.
Where's Rachel?
Why should I know?
If you've kept such a close eye on us, then you would have seen what happened.
First, I need that transcript.
Oh, for the love of... Here. It's heavily redacted. It's all we've got.
Thanks, kid. Here are your samples.
What about Rachel?
We lost track of her. Xavier came in.
Xavier?
Yep. She put up a fight... Well, he took her in the end. Don't know what kind of game you got yourself caught up in, but the collective sure aren't playing fair.
Wait! You can't go. You have to help me.
Sorry, pal. This is where our little flirtation ends. Best of luck with your life.
Good morning, Minister Orsham's office. How may I direct your call?
Put me through to Minister Orsham. Tell her it's Cordelia Vale.
I'm sorry, I'm not able to send communications directly to the minister. I can take a message.
Tell her I know about Mariga. Tell her I have samples.
Unfortunately, the minister is at a publicity event today and won't be in the office. Please try another time.
I'm so pleased to welcome you all to the wing of the Museum of Scientific Discovery. You can find artifacts from the collective's long history of scientific superiority. Yes, there are even a few heirlooms passed down from the Orsham family.
Even the virus you let loose on Mariga?
Apologies, everyone. Security, please escort this confused Cordelia off the premises.
I'm not confused. You're a murderer.
They've had me in here for 4 hours. No food, no water. I've managed to smuggle in the recorder, but that's about it. They won't tell me what we're waiting for.
Just who the fuck do you think you are? Some Cordelia decides to ring up my offices claiming wild things about Mariga, and then she tips up and tries to drag me out in front of the press. I don't think so. You're playing with a dangerous woman. Just give me one good reason I shouldn't have one of those guards come in here and just shoot you.
Because I have samples.
Samples? Of what?
Of the virus you fed into the ground on Mariga. You were testing it out to see if there was a way to use it as a vector to put whatever you wanted into collective citizens.
Even if that were partly true, why should I believe you?
You don't have to believe me, but you and I both know you ordered them to do it. We both know you were in the crisis management meetings. We both know there are transcripts.
And what is it you hope to gain from this?
I'll have it destroyed, all of it. I'll make sure it goes away forever.
Oh. And what is it going to cost me?
You need to release Rachel.
Who's Rachel?
Your people captured her last night. You caught on to our work and you had her taken.
Fine. Let me make a call.
Yes, Minister?
Oh, Vass. Have we taken in a natural born by the name of Rachel...
Bronte.
Rachel Bronte?
No, Minister. I met with her and the Cordelia yesterday. I gave them the warning. My people have not moved on those.
And you're sure?
I'm positive, Minister.
Fascinating. Thank you, Vass. Well, this is rather a pickle, isn't it? Now, remind me why I shouldn't just have you killed.
Because if you do, everything will be released as wide and as far as possible. If I don't disable it in the next 3 hours.
Then go. Disable it. Run away, little chicken. You know the foxes won't be far behind. I said go!
Hello.
Jacob, it's Vale.
Cordelia, where have you been?
Everything went wrong, Jacob.
You and Rachel went off the grid. I haven't heard from either of you in days. The Collective revoked your lease to the Chronicle. What's going on?
I don't know where Rachel is.
What do you mean, where did she go?
Someone took her.
Took her?
Yes, just listen to me. I'm sending you through some documents. You have to get them into circulation. I got into the room with Orsham a couple of days ago. The recording is there. She basically admits to it all. Please, just get it out there.
I can't make any promises. I will try, though.
Thank you, Jacob.
What are you going to do? You can't come back here. They'll be looking for you.
I'll figure something out. I've got a ticket off-world. I think I can make it to Randall if I'm clever about it.
Stupid, you can't go with wild space.
Rachel is out there. Someone took her. I'm going to find her and bring her home. The only place I can do that safely is wild space.
I'll wire you some money. I can't spare much, but it should keep you going for a bit.
Thank you. I will find her.
I hope so.
Goodbye, Jacob.
Thank you for listening to The Orphans Exposé. This episode starred Beth Eyre, with special guest appearances from Sarah Golding, Brooke Parrott, Amy Kember, Declan Galpin, and David Magadan. This episode was written and directed by Zachary Fortas-Gaum, executive produced by Ella Watts, with original music by James Barbarossa.
Today, the world looks pretty different. But already new problems are being met with new thinking. Researchers are using supercomputers to help discover treatments. Retailers are turning to the cloud to restock shelves more quickly. Teachers are using technology to rethink the classroom. It's not all we can do, but it's a start. IBM. Let's put smart to work. See how we're helping at ibm.com/COVID-19/UK.